Now, welcome back to the programme. Time for our feature interview this evening. And Oscar Blue is on the line, releasing his Backyard Mafia EP today. And that's going to be followed up with some live shows as well to celebrate the release. Oscar, first of all, welcome to the programme. Good to talk to you.
How are you? And thanks a million for having me on, yeah.
And good. It was only last week, actually, I was playing Backyard Mafia on the programme and I was thinking to myself, it's been a while since I played that song, but it's also been a while since we've heard new music from you. And then, coincidentally, we got an email in to say that the EP is coming out today. So tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for playing Backyard Mafia. Yeah, the EP is, it's four tracks. It's been long in the works, you know. COVID, I think, for a lot of emerging artists like myself, really was a spanner in the works. And I had always planned on maybe releasing one of the songs, like Backyard Mafia, as the leading single, and then releasing the other three in one go. But with COVID, I suppose it made everything a little bit more complicated, and you have to be a bit more strategic about when you wanted to release your music. So, two of the tracks in the EP are already out: "Sober From You" and "Backyard Mafia," and then dropping today, we have two more to complete it: "Seaweed" and "The Other Side of the Sun." And it's great. It just really feels like the capstone, I guess, to this era of Oscar Blue. It's one that feels like it's been going on for a while, especially for me, because I've been sitting on the tracks and listening to them. A lot of them were recorded in 2020, in the height of lockdown, obviously, when you're allowed to leave the house and get back to work now, I must say. But it's brilliant to finally be able to release them and share them with everyone.
Yeah, and we played Backyard Mafia before the news at 8 o'clock there earlier tonight as well, and we're going to play Seaweed after we're finished chatting to you. But I just want to go back to maybe early Oscar Blue, and you know, before this EP and before you even started releasing music. You're from a very rural area in County Clare, so did you ever have aspirations at that stage to get into music? Because I'd imagine traditional music is kind of the thing down there.
Yeah, I think, was it Anthony Daly said once in an All-Ireland speech, we love our traditional music in County Clare, and it's true. I grew up in between two towns that people might be familiar with, Killaloe and Scariff, down that part of the country. I'm from a small village called O'Gunnelo, in between the two. And yeah, I guess like my parents are big music fans, and I've got an older sister that was singing long before me and into all that, you know, the arts and that. So I was always kind of exposed to music. But you're right, you know, the music that I liked as a kid and that I was kind of exposed to were bands like U2, big pop rock bands, or singer-songwriters, a lot of guitar music. But I suppose growing up where I did, there wasn't necessarily drummers and bassists at the ready. Now, you'll probably find a concertina player fairly handy. So a lot of my early musical endeavors were kind of shaped by the fact that I only kind of had myself and my acoustic guitar to work with. So I think you hear that a lot of, in a lot of my early music, and even the stuff that's coming out today, it's got folk music at its core and the acoustic guitar at its core. And then in terms of, did I ever think I would go on to really pursue music in the way that I am now? I don't know. It's a tricky one. It just kind of builds and builds. I love it so much that I did it more and more and more. And then, you know, when, as you get older and the opportunity to play some gigs pop up, or someone says, I'll help you record one of your songs, or you just kind of fall into it. But I think I knew it would always be a massive part of my life. I just love music, you know, and writing.
Yeah, and you've had some great headline shows around the country, playing at the likes of Whelan's and the Soundhouse, and doing some festivals like Independence down in Cork as well. And you opened up for Codaline quite recently, which I'm sure was a great experience.
Yeah, that was one of those kind of pinch yourself moments, I suppose, especially probably it must be 10 years ago when those guys were really starting out and blowing up in Ireland. I was, you know, probably 13 or 14, and I busked all their songs around the streets of Ireland and Galway and Dublin. And so when the call came through, they were doing their acoustic tour and coming to Limerick, the call came through to ask if I want to support them. That was just, it was a mental one. It was a really, really special night, you know, especially that it was so close to home and my family were there. And Codaline lads were just so lovely, you know, so supportive. So yeah, it was a really, really cool one. Hopefully they'll be more gigs like it down the line, who knows.
Yeah, and there are more gigs for yourself coming up. Only next Tuesday you're going to be playing at the Ruby Sessions in Dublin, and then on the 17th of November you have a launch show for the EP at the Workman's Cellar, and tickets still on sale for that.
Yeah, can't wait for those, especially the headline gig in Workman's, because the last time I did a headline gig was 2019. I think I was really finding my feet. I'd only had music out maybe about a year or less before COVID kind of put a stop to the live scene. But I think even over lockdown and that, I've really progressed the live set, and I've got a great band to play with me now. And so it's just going to be a really, really cathartic night, I think, to get back out on stage and play a headline gig in Dublin. It's long, long overdue.
Take me through the tracks then, maybe individually on this EP. You mentioned Sober for You, From You, which came out quite a while ago now, it would seem, and then Backyard Mafia followed that up, and then the two songs that you mentioned that are just out today as part of the EP, The Other Side of the Sun and Seaweed. And while they seem new to us because we haven't heard them before, you've been sitting on them now for a while.
Sure. Yeah, I think the thing about this EP is that every song that deals with, the theme of love, but maybe from a different angle. So a song like Sober From You is your kind of stereotypical teenage heartbreak song, and then you have Backyard Mafia, which is a song about the gritty side of growing up in County Clare and kind of things that go unsaid in friendships, especially I think amongst guys. So it's kind of it's a song, yeah, essentially about friendship and letting your mates know that you love them no matter what. And then you have the two tunes that have come out today, Seaweed and The Other Side of the Sun. The Other Side of the Sun is a song I wrote for one of my best friends when I first moved to Dublin 4 or 5 years ago. She was going through a really difficult time, and she lost her mum. So I wrote that song for her, and I guess the message of that one is not to harden yourself to the world, in spite of the stuff that happens, and to keep loving the people around you. And then Seaweed's the final track in the EP, and it feels like the kind of perfect capstone to all of them, because without sounding trite, it's essentially about life. And the song uses the sea and seaweed as a metaphor for the good things and the bad things that happen in life. So the lyrics go just like the sea and seaweed are a package deal. You can't escape life and how it makes you feel. So it's a nice way, I suppose, of reflecting on the journey of life and all the ups and downs that come with it. And those ups and downs are definitely spoken about on the EP and the other tracks.
I think it's the best way to introduce the song Seaweed that we're going to play now. It's a cracking EP, genuinely is. It's out today, Backyard Mafia from Oscar Blue. Don't forget, he's going to be playing at the Ruby Sessions next Tuesday in Dublin, and then the Workman Cellar EP launch show on the 17th of November. Tickets, as I say, Oscar, still on sale for that. If people want to check out, what's the best way to do so?
The best way, I suppose, would just be to check me out on social media. Instagram's a big one for me. There's a link in my bio with tickets to all my gigs, and all the info will be there.
Super stuff. Well, here's Seaweed, Oscar Blue. Great to talk to you, and continued success.
Cheers, Owen. Thanks a million.